Podcasting from the Deep Sage 9 Observatory in the high desert near Taos, New Mexico, this is the Deep Sage 9 Starcast. Welcome to Episode 4 for the week of May 11th, 2025. I'm your host, Jay Schaefer. Let's take a look at some astro events for this week. Looking at space weather from spaceweather.com, the large sunspot 4079 is rotating away from Earth, reducing the potential for X-class flares over the next few days. There are several other sunspots still visible, giving us a 40% chance of M-class flares over the next 48 hours. Although we're still experiencing strong solar wind from a coronal hole, with no recent coronal mass ejections, the chance for aurora over the next 48 hours is forecast only to be about 15% at middle latitudes and 30% at high latitudes. This Monday, May 12th, will be a full moon. This month's full moon is called the Flower Moon. It is what is called a micromoon because it's smaller and further away from Earth than a supermoon. But if you have clear skies, it'll still be a great night to break out the binoculars and look at the moon's craters. Those are the main events for the week. Let's take a look at some astro news. The Soviet Venus probe that we mentioned last week has re-entered. Cosmos 482 is thought to have re-entered the Earth's atmosphere yesterday, May 10th. The Russian space agency, Roscosmos, says it splashed down in the Indian Ocean around 0624 UTC. Analysts are examining infrared satellite images for possible confirmation. NASA's SphereX Space Telescope makes its debut. NASA's recently launched SphereX Space Telescope, which debuted on March 25th, has released its initial infrared images, showcasing its unique ability to observe the sky in 102 different infrared bands, unlike any previous other all-sky survey. The first light images reveal a dust cloud in a contrasting detail at different wavelengths, highlighting the observatory's capability to capture a wide spectrum of light. Scheduled to capture approximately 3,600 images daily from its polar orbit, SphereX will conduct 4 all-sky surveys, aiming to provide insights into the origins of the universe, the formation of galaxies, and the contents of the Milky Way, potentially shedding light on the period of cosmic inflation just before the Big Bang. A 100-year solar cycle may be on the upswing. You've probably heard of the 11-year sunspot cycle, but did you know that there is another, even longer cycle? New research indicates that the Gleissberg cycle, a longer-term solar cycle that suppresses sunspot activity every 80 to 100 years, is showing signs of reawakening after a roughly 15-year low. Scientists analyzing proton levels in a weak spot in the Earth's magnetic field, called the South Atlantic Anomaly, have found a decrease in these particles, which acts as an early indicator of the Gleissberg cycle upswing. This suggests that coming solar cycles over the next half century could be increasingly intense, with our current solar cycle 25 already exceeding initial forecasts and pointing towards a more active period for the Sun. In today's Astro Academy segment, we're diving into the fascinating rhythm of our very own star, the Sun, and the 11-year solar cycle. Imagine the Sun isn't just a constant blazing ball of light. It actually goes through periods of more or less activity, kind of like a cosmic heartbeat. This cycle is primarily marked by the rise and fall of the number of sunspots we observe on its surface. Sunspots are temporary regions of intense magnetic activity that appear darker because they're cooler than the surrounding photosphere. Now here's the cool part. These sunspots aren't random. They follow a roughly 11-year pattern. At the beginning of a cycle, we see very few sunspots. Over several years, their numbers steadily increase, reaching a peak known as solar maximum. We are currently in the solar maximum period of what scientists have designated as solar cycle 25. During this peak, the sun is a bustling place with lots of magnetic activity, leading to more solar flares and coronal mass ejections, powerful bursts of energy and particles that can even affect us here on Earth. That's why we've seen more auroras even at lower latitudes over the last year. After the solar maximum, the sunspot numbers gradually decline again, eventually reaching a period of minimal solar activity called the solar minimum. Then the cycle begins anew. While the average is around 11 years, the actual length can vary quite a bit, sometimes between 9 and 14 years. Scientists are still actively studying the intricate mechanisms that drive this cycle, which is linked to the sun's complex magnetic field. In this week's Astro Tips, we're talking about observing one of the sun's most fascinating features, sunspots. These dark blemishes on our star's surface are a window into its dynamic magnetic activity. However, this is crucial. Directly looking at the sun is incredibly dangerous and can cause serious and permanent eye damage, even blindness. Let me repeat that. Never look directly at the sun without proper, certified solar viewing equipment. Your regular sunglasses, no matter how dark, are not sufficient protection. Don't even look at the sun during the solar eclipse with your naked eye, even if you're shielding your eyes with your tiny hands. Telescopes and binoculars will only magnify the sun's power and cause instantaneous harm if used without specialized solar filters. So how can you safely observe the sunspots? One safe method is pinhole projection. Simply punch a small, clean hole in a piece of cardboard. Then, with your back to the sun, hold the cardboard so its shadow falls onto another dark-colored surface, like black construction paper or another piece of cardboard, and you'll see a small, faint image of the sun projected. If there are significant sunspots present, you might even be able to see their dark shapes within the projected solar disk. For a more detailed view with a telescope or binoculars, you must use a certified, high-quality solar filter that fits securely over the front objective lens of your telescope or binoculars. These filters reduce the sun's intensity to safe levels. Perhaps the safest way to see sunspots is just to look at the daily sun picture at spaceweather.com. Observing sunspots safely can be a rewarding experience, allowing you to witness the ever-changing face of our star. And you don't even have to stay up late or worry about light pollution. Remember, safety first. Always use proper equipment and supervise children closely during any solar observing. I want to thank all my listeners for checking out this podcast. Please comment, like, and subscribe, and let me know what you'd like to hear more about. You can also check out my Skylapser.com website and Facebook page for live view cameras from the DS9 Observatory, astrophotos, time lapses, and additional content. And you can even buy me a cup of coffee at the link in the description. The music for this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod from the YouTube Audio Library. From the Deep Sage 9 Observatory, this is Jay Schaefer wishing you all clear skies.